Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Here we go.
And now, live from Windsor Castle, he can fix anything from Meghan Markle's zipper to Prince Charles's loo to the Queen Mum's HVAC system.
The King and me have been standing, the King and I have been standing here in the cold night air, freezing our royal amulets off.
Your royal handyman.
We, as your King and Queen, are proud to present to you
Sir Lou Manfredini. Here he is now on House March Radio on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
And we'll never be royal.
We won't.
It's a one in our blood.
Welcome. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. If you call in the phone keeps ringing this morning at 312-981-7200, it's because Lindsay is watching the coverage of the royal wedding. And Joe Brand, I know, is out of the studio. Joe's in Windsor doing the sports reporting for the British. Right?
Yeah, and unfortunately, it's improper to wear a wedding dress to these things. I couldn't believe it. I got all these dirty looks at me.
Now, I'm curious. Joe Brand, you have a special lady in your life. Is she fascinated with the wedding?
I don't believe so. I'm pretty sure she's still catching some Z's right now. So
Is Kia involved in the? Does she like the whole royal wedding thing?
No, Kia doesn't care much.
No,
no.
Well, that's not the case for Lindsay.
Where are my people?
Yeah, right.
Where's your tribe?
By the way, this hour the Mr. Fix It. Of the House Smarts Radio. I got to catch myself. We've got a new name. Sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com and by WetAndForget.com. Good morning to all of you. Joe Brand, where are you this morning?
I am in Peoria, Illinois.
Oh, I was just in Peoria with Max looking at colleges at the wonderful Bradley University.
Yeah, we're right by there.
The
Bradley Braves.
Bradley Braves. There we go. Go Bradley Braves.
Their mascot is a gargoyle, though.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess you got to be brave to go up against a gargoyle.
That's pretty true.
And good morning to you, Lindsay. Good morning to you, Doma T.
Good morning.
I was thinking about you, Doma T, yesterday. I mentioned this a little bit off the air. My wife and I was in New York all week. Our daughter, Carmen, graduated from NYU. Thank goodness.
Congratulations,
Thank
Carmen.
Thank you. We had the major graduation was in at Yankee Stadium on Wednesday, and it was pouring rain. I mean, pouring rain. But it was lovely because we got under the roof. We got some good advice where to go sit. So we weren't wet, although our daughter and all the students were like in ponchos. This is so New York, right? You're going into Yankee Stadium, right? There's hordes of people trying to get in. And there's all these vendors outside, and they're selling flowers, which you can't take in. My wife's like, don't buy any flowers because you can't take them in. I read all the rules. And they're selling ponchos, right? Of course, because it's pouring rain. And they're trying to make a buck. I'm like, look at how smart these guys are, right? It's like peanuts when you go to a Cubs game or a Sox game. Always buy the peanuts outside the ballpark. You know that, right? That's the rule. Because you get a better deal and the bags are bigger. So anyway, guys are selling ponchos. But we brought ponchos with us because we're planners. We brought six umbrellas. All the Manfredinis were there. And ponchos. We get into the door. We give the tickets. What's NYU doing? Giving out free ponchos. So all these people are walking in. They've bought these ponchos. And they're like, oh, man, I got scammed. You know, but you just never know, right?
Were they the same ponchos?
No, they weren't the same. Okay, those were like cheapy throwaways. You know, they were nice enough to give out ponchos, which is very nice. But then on Friday, Carmen graduated from the Tisch School of the Arts in a dramatic writer program. She wants to write for television and movies. And the speaker at that smaller venue, which was at Radio City Music Hall, was a woman by the name of Ruth E. Carter. And she is an NYU grad who is this very well-regarded costume designer in Hollywood. She designed costumes for movies with Steven Spielberg, the movie Selma. She did all the costume design for that. And she just recently did all the costumes for Black Panther, which, if you've seen Black Panther, right, the costumes are amazing.
Amazing.
This woman happens to be African-American, and she talked a lot about this term, Afrofuturism, which I had never heard that term before. And it was just so compelling. And her whole conversation was about art and the place in society that art has, and the fact that art and artists are completely colorblind because it's the art that matters. It's not who creates it, but the equality that exists in art and how that equality needs to exist in the world. And I talked about this earlier on. At the graduation at Yankee Stadium, they give out these honorary degrees, Domati and Joe, you know, to, you know, scholars and people that have accomplished a lot. Three of these people that they gave out honorary degrees to were NYU grads that sent the Voyager spacecraft into space, okay, back in the 70s. So the Voyager spacecraft that launched, you know, 40 years ago is now in the outer reaches of the cosmos. Like, it's past Pluto, and it's still going, and it's still communicating on a daily basis back to Earth, okay? And on that spacecraft is a gold record that is playing on a loop with all this different art from Earth. Tchaikovsky, poems, readings of Shakespeare, there is rock and roll music. Chuck Berry, there's a Chuck Berry song on there that is playing constantly in a loop, so that if someday some alien life form gets it, when you think about the importance of art in our world, that's what we send out as our calling card, right? Not a mathematical problem or anything like that, right? And there's an old joke that someone, it was a different speaker, told this, that that I guess Steve Martin told back in the 70s, back when the Voyager launched. He said it's already been, that aliens have already, they got the Voyager. You know, they're listening to the gold record. And they sent back a four-word response. Send more Chuck Berry.
But this
woman, Ruthie Carter, talked a lot about her career and what she did, and the whole movement of Afrofuturism. And she has a foundation, you know, that she set up to do all this. And you and I have talked a little bit about this, Domati, but, you know, I've always been fascinated and done a fair amount of reading about the civil rights movement. And it's something that's always fascinated me, and one that, you know,
Uncle Lou, what's so crazy is, and you don't know this, my professor, who is the reason I got into journalism,
right,
taught a class on Afrofuturism that I took, and it had a profound impact on me. And I waited
really?
To the hair to say, and it had a profound, and it, and if Afrofuturism is essentially sci-fi without color. Right. You know,
right,
I mean, we look in a lot of spaces where we look at different sci-fi
right.
movies, and you don't see a lot of black faces. Well, Afrofuturism kind of centers these spaces, but it really removes color from the equation.
Right.
And it really just exploded in my mind and made this Black Panther comic book come alive for me before I even knew that a movie would come out.
Well, and for you, and where the connection is with you is that I, you know, and you and I have not worked together that long yet, but I'm paying attention to what you're doing and what you're doing outside of this place. And I think that the more young people of color like yourself mm-hmm. can be out there touching the community and showing them the way, she gave the great quote, by Maya Angelou during her speech as well. She said, you know, when you know better, you do better, right? And
wow.
So we all need to know better, all of us, every one of us, right? And it starts with blacks and whites and yellows and browns and everything. And it was really an inspiring thing to listen to.
Wow.
And I think that the path you're going down right now, and you'll have some hiccups along the way, you're not going to be perfect, none of us are, but the more we mentor and the more that we talk to people about just being together, right? And, you know, that old saying about that there's more about us that's alike than it's different. Just
Absolutely.
Don't focus on the different. Focus on what's alike. So it was really cool. I was really, my wife and I were, you know, obviously exorbitantly proud of our daughter and that she was part of this community and this very rich, diverse community of these artists. And, you know, she's working now, which is great, out in Los Angeles. I wish it was here, but, you know, you got to go chase after that deal. And so it was a lot of fun to be part of and inspiring for all of us. So good for all the graduates that graduated from college. And it's a huge accomplishment. It's not easy to do, as all of you know that. You know, Joe Brand, I think, had like a, he had some pictures of a professor, right, Joe? That's how you got out?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right. So, I mean, it's different for Joe. But other than that, I think for the rest of you, you work very hard. So congratulations to all of you. And you should look this woman up. Ruth E. Carter has established quite a career for herself in Hollywood. All right. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. We are going to get to your calls and talk about all kinds of things that we can do to help you in and around your home. We'll be right back. Send more Chuck Berry. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Mike is in Naperville. Mike, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Outstanding, outstanding. So thanks for taking the call. Say, sure. I have a question here. We built a deck using the Trex material, maybe around 2002, 2003. So we use that version of the Trex material.
Okay.
And on the deck right now, I'm sitting outside, I see kind of different colors of mold and fungus and things like that that we have to clean off. Some of it is kind of a dark green. Some of it's sort of a light green. But the light green stuff, when it dries, it gets really hard. And it's really hard to clean off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking about I need to use some sort of cleaner. But the thing I'm also very concerned about is surrounding our deck, we have lilac bushes and flowers and different types of plants. And I'm not sure what I can really use here that won't damage the plants. I've heard you talk about that concrobium before.
Yep.
And I don't know if that's safe around plants. Mm-hmm. So
here's what I want you. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to. You could actually do this today in the kind of rainy weather that it is, since the plants are all wet.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to buy a. It's the concrobium mold stain eraser. Okay.
Okay.
It comes in like a giant vitamin bottle, and you're going to put that into a bucket with warm water, a gallon of warm water. Pour the whole bottle in there. You're going to probably buy two of these, maybe three, depending on the size of your deck. And you're going to stir it and let it you're going to let it sit for like 5-10 minutes as it kind of creates a chemical reaction. And then you're going to mop this onto your deck.
Okay.
With a mop. So you're not overspraying it at all, and you're going to mop it. And if you want, after you mop it on, have somebody follow you with a deck brush and do a little quick scrubbing. You'll be amazed at how it kills everything. And then spray it all down and your plants again. Get these plants wet, too, and you'll be amazed at the results. And this is something you're going to do once a year.
Okay. Okay, that sounds great. So
That's it. Concrobium mold stain eraser. Get the plants wet first with water. Mop it on. Do a little scrubbing with a deck brush. Rinse it off. Enjoy your deck.
Hi, this is Max, and you're listening to my dad, Lou Manfredini, on House Smarts Radio. Pick up the phone and give him a call. He's really helpful.
Hey, and he's not just saying that because it's his dad. Give Lou a call with any and all of your home improvement questions right here on House Smarts Radio. On the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Welcome back. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you. This is Diane in Wisconsin. Hi, Diane. How are you? Good morning. There she is. She's listening. Wait a minute. Now she just heard herself on the radio. And 3, 2, 1. Diane. Diane. Maybe she went to the bathroom. We'll put her on hold. And we'll talk to Gary, who's in Oak Park. Gary, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Maybe she went to the bathroom.
Oh, I got Gary, too. Hey, Gary?
Gary,
who's
in Oak Park. Gary, you're in house. Yeah.
Hello there.
Yeah, I got a problem. Had a plumber. We have a water leak in our basement. And it's coming up through the floor, through the carpeting. Had a plumber come out. He checked the sump pump, and he said everything was working. He looked at all the everything.
Okay.
So there's a situation on the outside of the house. I noticed that the next-door neighbor has his property, which is his land, sloping down into the side of our house. It looks like it's about a foot drop-off, at least. And our area, where the rain has, where the ground has settled over 40 years,
right,
has dropped.
Okay.
And we have two
downspouts,
splash guards, downspouts, but they're not throwing the water away from the house at all. And these are poured concrete walls, and of course the walls inside the basement are covered because of paneling.
Right. So hold on a second here, Gary. So those two downspouts that come down, they splash the water onto the ground.
Correct.
And when they hit those splash guards, that water is just pooling right there by the
exactly.
house. And the, exactly. Between you and the neighbor, is this just a side yard? You're in Oak Park,
side yard, yes.
So you don't have a lot of space. What do you got, 10 feet between the two of you?
10 feet,
okay.
Right.
And is on that side of the home, is it soil? Is there a sidewalk? What is it?
It's just grass.
Just grass, okay. Now, when I look at that side of the house and I look where the grass meets the home, are you seeing a fair amount of the foundation wall?
I see it all, and there's no cracks at all above ground.
Right. So could you add additional soil to that side yard and not get above the foundation wall?
Yes.
Okay. So what I would probably recommend that you do is have a landscaper come and regrade that side wall of the house. And now let me ask you one other thing. Where your home is located, are you high enough that you like pit? Do you have an alley where you live or side or
slope?
No alleys.
No.
So are you high enough that you could grade the water in such a way that would pitch towards the street?
No, because it's so low in that area to meet the front part of the house, it has dropped that much.
Mm-hmm.
So you can visually see it. It's probably dropped at least 2 feet.
And what about if I go back to the backyard, what am I going to be? Just in the backyard? Do you have a garage? You don't have
a
garage?
Backyard. In the backyard.
Okay. All right.
But it's a 30-foot stretch.
Sure.
From one point to travel the water back to the other point.
Right. I don't need much. I just need to keep it from pooling. So
right.
If you got a landscaper to come and do some regrading and add some seed, is there grass there normally?
Of course.
Okay. So if you had some additional topsoil put on there and then they rolled it out, so we really build it up, right, and we kind of angle it back, and whether we pitch it towards the backyard or not, then those downspouts, we make sure that they're cut properly where there's enough pitch and an extension on the leaders so they're at least 3 feet away from the house. Then hopefully that soil will take it, and then your neighbor's property that's kind of pitching towards you, that'll also be channeled either towards the back or a little bit towards the front, whatever it can be. But
well, that's the problem because, see, his just goes down at a real sharp
angle, right.
Angle, correct.
Right, but if you pick it up on your if you pick it up on your end a little bit and you form like almost like a little swale, it will
right.
collect and hold the water there and keep it away from both of your houses. I mean, certainly, you know, your goal is to dry out your basement and not affect your neighbor's basement as well.
Yeah, but his is so high up above ours,
right?
Because he's up on a mound. His property is up on a mound,
right? Do you have a landscape contractor you work with?
No. Now, the situation with the water, with just putting the black dirt in there.
Yeah.
Now, I've been under the impression that because you put black dirt, you need to have some other type of a soil in there. You need to have a mixture of clay and black dirt.
Well,
plus, you need also, don't you need something to filter that? such as a stone?
You could.
Mixed in there with it?
You could. I mean, without me seeing how much space you have, it's a question of how much material you can add. The thing is that a little bit of sand and a little bit of soil would work out just fine. We're looking for drainage. But what we're trying to do is get the water from just running right towards the edge of your house. And if I build that up, what we're trying to do is get the ground to absorb more, and any of the pooling water gets pushed away. I'm assuming that this only happens when you get an excessive amount of rain.
Right.
Right. So, you know, under normal circumstances, it's operating as it's been forever. Is the house next to you like new construction, or has anything changed over there?
They're both 40 years old.
Okay. It's just a question of settling and regrading and whatever.
Right.
So
now, I don't know if I can come up very much along the house, because from where the bottom, where the brick is,
mm-hmm.
we have the brick on the outside. It's only about 6 inches.
Well, that might be enough. I mean,
that might be enough.
Remember, all I need a, you know, in 30 feet, if I can get an inch of pitch, you're good to go.
Right.
So that's all I need. You need a good landscape contractor that has experience doing this kind of grading. Okay.
Right.
And they will get the right kind of soil mixture, a little sand and mixed in with the dirt will help with the drainage. But then it's all about pitching away and making sure those downspouts are pulled away far enough as well.
Now, the downspouts, should I bury them in the ground itself?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No. Okay. Not unless you have drain tile there.
Should I use the black?
You could.
Which is 30 feet long, those types of sections?
As long as you have the right pitch, Gary. The thing is just to connect it there and have it sit there and puddle and pool will be problematic. So you want to make sure that it has the right pitch. Find a good landscape contractor in the area to come out there and give you some advice. They'll set some grades to it. They'll use a laser, some of them, to really get it just right, and I think you'll solve the problem. Thank you so much for the phone call. Let's quickly talk, see if Diane, are you there? No? All right, let's try one more time. Diane, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi there. Good morning.
Hi there. There you are.
How can I help you?
We love you, Lou.
I love you, Diane.
I have a problem. We have a cottage up in Wisconsin.
Okay.
And there are two sides of the cottage. We put a large great room at one end of it, and that's about almost 20 years old.
Okay.
And that's fine. And in the old section of the cottage, it has a dirt floor in the crawl space.
Okay.
And it is, it's moldy. It's getting moldy in the old section of the house, really moldy. And so we're thinking about having the crawl space encapsulated.
Okay, I like that.
Okay, and we were going to try and do it ourselves, but I think it would be better if we had a professional do it.
I agree.
And there are different kinds of plastic that they can put onto it, from what I understand.
Well,
I would assume that the thicker one would be the best thing to do.
Yeah, where is the cottage? What part of Wisconsin?
It's near Green Lake.
Okay, so it's way north.
Well, middle of north Madison.
Right. So you're looking for a here in Chicago land, we've got PermaSeal, right? And they are part of the whole basement systems network of products and whatever. And I'm sure you got a basement systems people up there.
Yeah, I'm sure there is, too.
And their encapsulation product that they have is really good. It's a nice, heavy mill plastic. It's almost like a pool liner. Really, it is a pool liner. And the thing is, you want that durability, because as they're putting this down, it's got to be stretched and placed and put, and then they literally weld it together, plastic welded together, to create this seamless, nice encapsulation. They go up the sides. They do a little insulation work. Many times they will vent it underneath there. And so, you know, if this cottage is a long-term thing for you, you know, that you're going to hopefully have this place for a long time, this is the right investment to make, especially if you're already having problems with mildew and mold there.
Mm-hmm.
it's going to have a remarkable effect on the air quality inside the home and the overall health to that home as well. Diane, thanks so much for the phone call. I'm just bumping up against time. It's 7:49 in the morning, listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, on 720 WGN. We'll be right back.
Drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot.
Or there's a hole in your roof.
Drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot.
Or your pipes are a banging.
Drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot.
Just call Boo.
Now back to House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN.
Are you drinking when you're doing these? Are you drinking when
this
you're doing these?
I'm a nice dude. Nice.
Do I have to bring it down because I'm worried about the language?
No.
I hope not. Welcome back, House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini.
Too much fun with the studio.
Welcome back. Okay, I am drinking. You know, every Saturday morning when I come in, I put my lovely wife, one of my favorite things to do is she always sets up the coffee the night before. I love coming down and the coffee is made. Do you do the timer on your coffee?
I sometimes.
Oh, it's the best.
I know.
I mean, it's
nice.
You know, we're doing these, Lindsay like and I are doing these House Smart show. We do New York before we do Chicago. And so it's, you know, but five, well, we both get up at four something in the morning. And so you come down and there's the hot coffee. And I fill up my giant Yeti tumbler that is filled with coffee. I mean, it holds a lot. I don't know. I mean, what does it hold? A lot. But it's only for me. Our Noodaloo 2 is for me and you and a couple of friends. Take a listen.
Sometimes you just don't want to drink alone. We get it. Whether you're sitting around the campfire, tailgating your favorite sports team on the job site, or maybe even in bed this morning watching the royal wedding unfold. Why not share the love? Hey, I'm not just talking about booze, people. You're probably still in your jammies. Although in London right now, it is technically afternoon. Anyway, whether you're drinking a beer or royal tea, this morning's Noodaloo 2 is awesome. Manna's Stack Growler is a groundbreaking stainless steel and vacuum-insulated 64-ounce jug with an easy-carry handle. It's durable, has a wide mouth for easy filling and quick pouring. It'll keep things cold for 24 hours and hot for 12, and while you might be thinking, same old, get this, it comes with four detachable and reusable cups that you don't even know are stacked on top of each other and basically built into the design of the growler until you start unstacking them. You will blow minds. The Manna Stack Growler goes for $49.99 on ManaHydration.com. I'll put a photo and a link, as usual, up on Lou's Facebook page, so check it out. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
I think this thing is really cool. So my giant Yeti cooler that I love, I spent $39 on. This is $50. Why are you looking at me? That's Yeti. It's good stuff.
I know, but $40
it's a lot. $40 is a lot. Yeah. I use it all the time.
Right,
so
you do get your money's worth.
I get my, yeah. And it's sure. And actually, you know what? Today, when I was coming up in the elevator, I dropped it.
Ooh.
Like I was fumbling for my... Yeah. Pass
and
I was like, I thought all the coffee was going to spill, and it didn't.
Really?
No,
because that top on there isn't. Is it a screw top?
No, it pops on, but it's pretty tight. And so, anyway, good for Yeti.
Yeah.
The Stack Growler, you unscrew it. It looks like a giant thermos. Mike Jakubowski and I would love this thing on the job site. Four stainless steel cups. Okay. I really think that it should be filled with like a. You know what it would be great? We'd make this drink in the summertime when we go to Wisconsin called the Taste of Summer. That's what we call it.
I don't know if I've ever had that.
Really?
No.
I'll make that for you this summer. Right. Malibu rum, Diet Coke. Because with the regular Coke, it's a little too sweet.
Too sweet? Okay.
And a lime.
Now, I feel as if that was called something else first, and then it changed to the Taste of Summer. No?
No. Okay. It's Taste of Summer. Okay. Delicious. In your thing that you recorded, you said the press release they gave you was a misprint. It'll actually keep things cold up to 48 hours and things hot for 12. And it holds 64 ounces. You put the four cups back on. This would be great for like Ravinia, camping, tailgating, And everything just kind of screws back on. It's got a big, and if you're on a job site, if you have a, you know, like a father and son that work together or something like that, that'd be so fun. We're going on this tomorrow, the boys and I and a bunch of friends are going on this Special Olympics, pulling for Special Olympics out at the St. Charles Gun Club tomorrow. I do it every year with a group, and this would be great to bring out there, a little coffee with the group out there and have some fun. Be fun out there tomorrow, raising money for Special Olympics. It's always a really nice time out there. So it's cool. It's we put. Did you do the little video up on Facebook?
Well, it's really fast.
It's really fast, so pay attention. But go to their website. Yeah, it's a time-lapse thing. It's by Mana Hydrations, manahydrationsingular.com, a company out of New York. It's really good. I like that. $50. It's definitely worth it. So check that out.
You're listening to Lou. That's right, that Fix-It guy, right here on House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
Over the horizon.
Smooth sailing. 811. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This hour of House Smarts Radio is brought to you by Espoma Organic Potting Soils, Fox Home Center, and by our friends at Rogers Roofing. Evidently, we're going to try a spot of tea coming up in a little bit. In honor of the wedding, Lindsay's very distracted today. She's watching the wedding from one eye, and they're officially married now. Right now, it's just all the post coverage, right? It's a nice short ceremony there in England.
Yeah,
right?
Like an hour.
Really? Was it? I guess. Well, you got up at. This morning, she sends me a text. I'm literally getting dressed, and I see a text. I can't get out of bed. And in the background is the TV on with the car coverage.
David's like, it's 5. You need to
go. You need to leave. and then later on this morning, do you have a dog that
yes.
you need to get walked?
You know what I was thinking? I should have tested this service before.
Oh, I have complete knowledge of this.
Right.
It's a he is the chief dog officer at a company called WAG. Name is Jason Meltzer, I'm saying that right? It is an on-demand mobile app that gives pet parents more flexibility to manage everyday life and care for their dogs by giving instant access to experienced and trustworthy dog walkers, sitters, and boarders in their local community. Our daughter Mallory is a official WAG walker.
Is she still doing it?
I'm not sure if...
Here and there?
Yeah, here and there. And we'll talk to the chief dog officer about this.
Loved that.
She said that it was less difficult to get into college than becoming. Yeah, they really do a lot of background checks to make sure that you're like legit. And I have a funny story about that. We'll share when we talk to Jason after the 8:30 news.
The CDO.
This morning.
I said that. I said, can you please send me Jason's title? The CDO. CEO. I'm going through my head.
What is that? Right. Chief Dog Officer.
I like of course.
That. Very nice. Very nice. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines now. Talk to Margo. Hi, Margo. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning, Lou.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great.
Nice to talk to you. I listen to you every week.
Thank you very much. That's very nice of you.
Okay. My problem is my kitchen gas stove.
Okay.
I boiled some shrimp, and it boiled over, and now the burner won't go on. I don't know. Do you know of a service that could come out and help me?
Just that one burner won't go on?
No, then I did it again, so two burners in the front won't go on.
But is it clicking?
No.
Nothing?
No, nothing.
How about the... okay, let me ask you this. Does your stove have a clock?
Yes.
And is the clock still on?
Yes.
How about the two other burners?
They're fine.
So are these the two front burners or the two back burners?
No, two front.
And did you boil the shrimp on both of those?
Yes.
And you boiled it over twice in a row?
Oh, no. There was a few weeks in between.
Oh, I see. But you boiled it over again?
Yes.
Right. Got to watch that pot. You got to watch that pot, Margo.
I know. I better do
okay,
that.
Okay, let me ask you one other thing. Do you see the igniter? Do you see the little thing that normally does the little click, click, click?
No, I have no idea what a click, click, click looks like.
Okay, but is that what it does when you turn it on?
It doesn't click at all.
It just lights automatically.
No, you just hear a sound, that's all.
Hmm. How old is this gas stove?
9 years old. I bought it at Sears.
All right.
Can you tell me of a service that does this?
Where are you located?
I'm in hometown. It's 87th and Cicero.
Okay, south side.
Yes.
Well, there's a bunch of different services, but you know who appliance service that you could probably call is APT, A-B-T. They go all over Chicagoland. A-B-T, A-B-T.
Can't get the top off the pen.
Oh, all right. We'll wait. Don't worry.
A-B-T,
APT. APT, that's a name. That's a person's name.
Okay.
And, yeah, the apps. You didn't know that? That's a name. Yeah. I'm talking to Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hello.
She's distracted by the wedding.
Oh, I have to turn on the television and see that.
Right. They got married, by the way, just in case you didn't know.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So she said yes, which is good. So call APT. They're in Glenview. Okay.
And
but they go all over. They go all over the place. They're going to need the make and the model of that stove.
Oh boy.
So if you open up the oven door, chances are there's a little tag somewhere with the make and model.
Oh good.
Now the other thing too, Margo, is the fact that you bought it at Sears. I mean, Sears does also have appliance service.
I know they, but they went out of business.
No, they didn't.
Sears is going out of business.
They're still in business, though, and they still have appliance service.
Oh, it's still working?
Yes, they're not out of business yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you give me this app phone number?
How about 847?
847.
967.
967.
I know. How about I'm going to come up with this. 967. Hold on. I got to remember this because I used to call this. Well, I've been a customer a long time. That's their old number, but it still works. 847-967. What is it? 847-954. Wait, say that again. 847-954-4100. That's their new number. Their 967 number was when they were in Morton Grove. But it still goes.
Give me that again.
Okay. 847.
847.
954.
954.
4100.
4100.
You tell them that Lou Manfredini told you to call and they'll come out there. Do me a favor. Hang on a second. We're going to send you a Never Measure. It's easily center and level and hang your wall decorations fast. Eliminate the need to use a measuring tape or calculate fractions. It's veteran owned and made in the USA. You can get yours at nevermeasure.com. If it could only fix a stove.
Hey, we've all got our areas of expertise. Lou's area just happens to be your house.
I've been listening to you for a few months now, trying to catch you saying something not quite right, but you got it all going on.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Never thought it would happen to me.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Steven's in Glen Ellen. Hey, Steven.
Hey, Lou. How you doing?
I'm good, sir. Good morning. How can I help you?
Well, my minivan burst an oil hose, and the kids drove it in and out of the driveway a couple times. So it looked like someone got murdered, like the Tin Man got murdered in the driveway and garage. And I know you've given the tip out before, and we used Dawn to get the garage kind of clean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What kind of material is the driveway made of?
Concrete.
Okay.
So I've got lines in the street, and by the way, my neighbor sent me a picture. My son went over to their house and
they nice.
Left a puddle there. So
right.
It's
great.
Like he left a little trail you can find where.
So you're going to buy two bottles of Pour and Restore.
Okay.
Okay, and you're going to shake the bottles up. You'll get it at the hardware store, and you'll go right over those lines. Once it dries out, you can't do it when it's wet.
Okay.
And cover the entire stains of all this oil on there, and then stay off of it. I mean, you can drive over it, but don't put the wheels on it, and let that dry overnight. And then you're going to broom it away into into a dustpan or whatever. And then once it dries, it's going to help. The sooner you do this, the better. It's going to wick that stain out of the concrete. And you'll end up with water stripes, but it should pull the oil stains out.
Okay.
All right.
Pour and restore.
Pour and restore. You can find it at your local Ace Hardware store. This is Bill and Streeter. Hey, Bill, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Thank you. I have a problem with the shower. It's called a remodel kit. It comes in four pieces. I installed it, and it has the flanges that you put the base in, the two sides, the top. Caulk all the flanges so it doesn't leak behind.
We're talking about wait. We're talking about a wall system, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And it has the 5-inch step up. The first seam is approximately bathtub height. I know there's no water leaking behind, but now that water comes down to that line that's the tub height, and it walks out the side to my wall, and it's messing up the drywall.
It walks out to the... Okay, so the you mounted this over a tub?
No.
It's a shower base?
It's a shower, but it's a new install. It's a 5-foot shower. It's basically the size of a tub.
Right.
You install the base unit.
Right.
You know, it's open on the side.
All right. So is the base unit, so you installed the base unit?
Yes. And then about 20 inches up is the first flange. You put in the left side wall, the right side wall.
Okay. So in other words, when you put this in, the whole base bottom, the base of it and the sides are all molded one piece, and it comes up about like 14 inches or so before you put the next piece on.
Right. The base is one piece.
Correct. But it comes up about 14 inches on the sides.
Yes, exactly. All the way around.
Now.
Then there's two, a left and a right.
Yeah. And corner seams.
Corner. There's no corner seams. It seems in the middle. It would be a 90
like a big U, so it's like a big U you place in there.
It's a separated U. You have a left side and a right side that seams right in the middle.
Going up the middle of the base. Okay.
Going up the middle of the base.
Now is your so when you mounted this base, if you put a level on that seam, are you pitched? Did you put it in level?
It's level.
And so it's hitting hitting that seam, and it's traveling to the outside.
Right. It just runs down, and then there's this little seam all the way around, and it just walks out the walks out the side.
And what did you caulk it with?
I used rubber-based caulk in the seat. You know, it's not leaking behind.
Right.
It's not leaking at all. It's just finding that track walking out.
And what do you have, a curtain or a door?
Curtain.
Okay. How about this? On that outside edge where it's walking out, where it kind of turns the corner?
Exactly.
Yes. And what color is it?
It's white.
How about a bead, just one little short bead in that seam of white silicone caulk?
Okay, so put it back so it would, in other words, go to the
like a curb, Oh, bring it around and come in like 2 inches or so. So if it hits that, if you're telling me that it's plumb and it's level, if it hits that, then the water comes down and stays inside the shower.
Okay, I'm going to try that.
Give it a shot and let me know if that works. 8:32 in the morning. As a homeowner, it's important to protect your biggest investment, your home. Let Bone Dry help. Bone Dry sealers protect your driveways, patios, and concrete basement floors from moisture and cracking. I got, we're getting emails from people from Canada who are listening to the show that we do in New York. And this guy, I gave him the thing about Bone Dry. I go, I think they'll ship to Canada. So we'll see. It's non-toxic, it's odorless, and easy to apply with a hand pump. Bone-dry sealers bond to the concrete so moisture won't come up, strengthening the concrete, preventing moisture damage, and making ice and snow removal easier. This is one investment you can't overlook. Available in 1 and 5 gallon pails, call Bone-Dry Products at 262-694-9748. That's 262-694-9748, or visit bonedryproducts.com. It's time now for WGN Radio News. When we come back, if you have a four-legged friend, namely a dog, and you need some help walking it because you're too busy, we're going to talk to the chief dog officer of a company called WAG, and we're going to learn all about their service.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me, what's your pleasure? A la carte? Dinner? Okay.
Hey, Joe.
Pucci, he says he wants two spaghetti speciale, heavy on the meatball.
Tony, dogs don't talk.
He's a talker to me.
Okay, he's a talker to you. You the boss. Mamma mia, mangiare, you can ever sit here.
Now, here you are, the best spaghetti in the town.
They're eating the spaghetti. That's a great scene. Tell me when they get to the scene where they're... There it is. And did they just have the spaghetti in... The, right?
Oh, this is the night. It's a beautiful night. And we call it Bella Notte.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. With me, Lou Manfredini. Why am I playing a song about dogs? Because for the first time in my 23 years on the radio, joining me on the phone line right now is a chief dog officer, a title that no mortal man has ever had before, Jason Meltzer, who is the chief dog officer at WAG. Jason, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Lou.
I have a little bit of insight into your company that I want to share with you.
Okay.
Our daughter Mallory, who goes to the University of Denver, who is a complete dog lover, says to us a few months ago, I just applied to be a dog walker on this app called WAG. And she said, it is unbelievable the background checks they go to get people to make sure that they're dog walkers. And she is one of your official dog walkers. Isn't that funny?
Thank you, Mallory, if you're listening.
Yeah, no, she's in Denver, but what's ironic about it, she signed up, you know, and went through all the process of getting, we'll talk about how that goes, because you do a very nice job of vetting. And then we have another daughter who goes to school in New York. We were all in New York visiting her, and she said, oh, I've got this job with WAG, but I haven't walked a dog yet. She turns her app on, and the first place she ever walked a dog was in Central Park in New York.
How cool is that?
So whatever you're doing, it's working. Explain to our listeners what WAG is all about.
Sure. So WAG is the first mobile dog walking and dog care app that can provide on-demand dog walking services. And we started in L.A. in 2015, and then we launched in Chicago in November 2015, and now we service all of the 50 states in the United States.
Amazing. So this whole sort of, ride-sharing idea that came through with, you know, whether it's Uber or Lyft and other things, you sort of took that that technology and turned it into a thing that is a totally different departure, right? A little bit of a left turn or so, but a huge need, because Mallory tells me that, man, you turn this thing on and the requests are through the roof where people are looking for dog walkers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people everywhere want the best care for their pets, and WAG makes it really easy through a mobile app to schedule a 30 or 60 minute dog walk, a boarding, or a pet sitting with just a touch of a button.
So how does it work? In other words, if I'm the dog owner, which we are, we have two dogs. Lindsay has one dog as well. I go to the, I'm assuming the app is available both in iOS and Android?
Yeah, you can download the WAG app on both Android and iOS. And basically you want to select a walker and they'll arrive in 30 minutes or less, and all you do is provide some information about you and your dog. And the dog walks are all GPS tracked, so you can see when your walker arrives, things that are happening on the walk. You get updates in real time, including notifications on when your dog pees and when it poops. And, you know,
these are important things to dog owners. I'm laughing just because it's the kind of thing that if you're working, you're like, oh, did she go to the bathroom? You mean, right? It's how people are crazy about their animals. I get it.
Yeah, I mean, you want to know if your dog does their business, and that's why you choose bags, and we're happy to report that to you.
And so as a dog owner, then you obviously register, and I assume all of the compensation happens through the app, right? So in other words, you put in like a credit card number or something like that?
Yeah, the sign up is really quick. You put in your address, your information about your dog. We want to know as much about your dog as we can, and all the transactions are handled through the app. You can even, after each walk, you can rate your dog walker to ensure, you know, customer satisfaction.
Right.
And after each dog walk, WAG donates one meal to a shelter dog. And we actually have donated over 5 million meals now since we started the service.
That's awesome. And, okay, so your first launch, you said, was 2014 in Los Angeles?
2015 in Los Angeles.
Okay. So 15-16, so you're 4 years into it, or starting your fourth year. Are you happy with the success of it? Are you surprised? Are you, in other words, were you, when you put this whole idea together, you're like, boy, I hope people, you know, sign up for us. But are you getting the right amount of walkers coupled with the right amount of people that need walkers? You know, tell me about that experience.
Yeah, I'm very excited. You know, I had my own dog walking company prior to starting this app, and I knew how much this service was needed in the world to help
right.
people care for their dogs. And our dog walkers are great. They all have dog handling experience. They're very passionate dog lovers. A lot of them have vet technician background or shelter experience. And as you mentioned, like, we thoroughly screen and vet each dog walker. They have to pass two rigorous assessments.
Right.
And, you know, we want to make sure we have the best quality dog walkers on the platform.
Right. And then it can be the kind of thing, too, right, where, Mallory had mentioned to me that when we were back in New York, she said that the person that she had walked that dog, you know, wants to request her again because he was satisfied with her, but she's in Denver. You know what I mean? But literally, if you're a walker, it's like you can go any to town and turn it on and you're available.
And that's what's really cool about it. You can walk dogs in Denver, L.A., Miami, Chicago. The WAG app is in all 50 states. And, you know, you could bring that with you. You could bring a book of business with you. Even on vacation, you can walk dogs for pocket money.
Amazing. And so obviously I would imagine that Los Angeles is your biggest area since that's where you have, you know, started. But is it basically concentrated like you get the most walkers and activity in the major cities around the country?
We do very well in the major U.S. demographic markets like L.A., New York, Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But we see, you know, a lot of demand for our services in smaller towns across the U.S. because everybody, all the millennials out there, they care for their pets. They're all very busy.
Right.
And WAG can help you out in a pinch or be your, you know, regular dog walker if needed.
Is there an average, Jason, kind of like cost, you know, if someone's thinking about this going, well, how much does it cost? I mean, does it base it? Because I think if I'm remembering right, as a owner, you can sort of say, I'm looking for someone to walk my dog for this length of time or whatever. And I would imagine that the pricing sort of changes based on that, right?
Yeah. So typically a price runs around $20 for a half hour and $30 for an hour. That can vary by market. But your first dog walk is free, so I encourage all your listeners to download the WAG app and give it a try.
WAGwalking.com is the website. You can also go to the Google Play and App Store at Apple to find the WAG, W-A-G, app. Jason Meltzer is the Chief Dog Officer and founder of WAG. Jason, thanks for taking some time this morning. Congratulations and continued success.
Thank you, Lou, and I hope things dry up for you out there in Chicago.
Thanks. We're hoping for that as well. That's cool. I think it's cool. I like the whole, you would use WAG, right?
I totally would.
Yeah.
It's like Uber for your dog.
It's Uber for your dog. It's amazing, this whole on-demand thing that's out there.
I'm going to try. Like, the next time I'm
Well, your first dog walk is free.
I know. Why not?
You know, and I think, you know, I think Mallory told me that, you know, the thing is, you obviously, if you have a home, you got to leave a key or whatever to let the person in or wherever the dog is. But how cool is that? What a great way, especially if you love animals and this is a great way to do it. You can make a couple bucks doing something that you love to do. And you can turn it on and off whenever you want. Kind of a neat idea. 8:50 in the morning, House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back.
Most people love the weekends. A little R&R, time with the family, maybe some celebrating. Unless you have a to-do list around the house a mile long.
When do I need to?
I don't know what to do.
Hey, you only know what you know. And what you don't know, maybe Lou does.
I'm not that smart, but I'm no dummy.
Give him a call with any of your home improvement questions. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
I'm only one call away.
At 312-981-7200.
I'll be there to save the day.
Well, I don't know about that. Wendy's in West Chicago. Wendy, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. It's wonderful to talk to you again. I'm holding my breath, hoping that our canopy tent is still in one piece out at the Taste of Glen Ellen.
Oh.
And I'm wondering, what would be your best suggestion for a good anchor for these canopy tents for the vendors?
We actually were almost going to do a Noodaloo 2 today. There are these orange tent stakes that we saw at the from the Grommet, but it's you can order them on the Grommet. They're like these giant tent stakes, but they look like a giant corkscrew. And especially with the wet ground today, they have a loop at the top. You screw them into the ground, which will, you know, instead of hammering the stakes in the ground, they're like a heavy duty ABS plastic that allows you to screw it in. Lindsay, a set of four, like $19, $20.
We're on the concrete though. We're on the street.
A single one, $6.95.
Okay.
For the small, and then they go from there in different sizes. So. Okay. Large or small, the website is orangescrew.com.
We're on concrete, though. We're on the street.
Oh, well, then if you're on concrete, then you need concrete blocks that you're going to put in each corner of those tents, and you're going to tie a rope to the bottom, or excuse me, to the top of the tent to that and fasten it. You can buy, if you got four concrete blocks, put it in the corners, and then got nylon straps that have like a turnbuckle on them. You can put around the tent, go under the concrete block, tighten it up so the weight comes down, and then just tie it off that way.
Oh, okay.
So go to, I don't know if your local Ace is going to have concrete blocks, but if you go get concrete blocks at like the home center, mm-hmm. Go and get the straps. At least you're going to need probably a 16-foot turnbuckle nylon strap that you can go around that tent and then bring down over the concrete block, and it'll hold it in place. But the orange screw ones, if you're in dirt and stuff, are really good as well. All right, let's talk to Bob, who's in Woodstock. Hey, Bob, you're on WGN. Good morning.
How's it going this morning, Lou?
It's great. How can I help you, sir?
I got a goofy question, but let me predicate the question. I'm sure you have seen the dark staining on various shingles on roofs.
Sure.
With supposedly air pollution and God only knows what.
Right.
Now, I have called three manufacturers. Two out of the three suggested a mixture of TSP and household bleach. And I've tried it. Didn't work. Two out of the three also told me, because I was thinking of putting zinc stripping along the ridge.
Right.
So both of them had told me, if you got aluminum gutters, forget it. They'll be gone in 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Because
of the electrolytic action between the two. However, I did have one tell me, get copper and put it up there. Well, that isn't a cheap deal, but I got a 4-inch wide strip of copper and put it up there. This is 2 years ago.
Okay.
And it doesn't seem to be doing a doggone thing. Now, I have honestly been waiting for a day like today because I picked up some chlorine bleach that you would use for...
No. I'm going to stop you. Here's what I want you to buy. go buy a bottle of Wet and Forget with the hose end. Okay, they have a thing you can put on the end of a hose. And when the roof dries out, you can't do it today when it's wet, when it dries out and it's not going to rain for at least 6 hours, you're going to spray the roof with Wet and Forget. And in 30 days, you're going to start to see that staining go away. And then since you haven't done it in a long time, or nothing's worked, you're going to spray it one more time in 30 days, and you're going to be amazed at the results. Go to your Ace, buy a bottle of Wet and Forget that goes on the end of a hose, spray the roof. You're going to be amazed at the results. Thanks so much for the phone call.
Got a problem around your house you just can't figure out? You might want to call Lou, just saying. He's taking your calls live right here, right now on House Smarts Radio. On the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Well, it started out down a dirty road.
Welcome back. This hour of House Smarts Radio is brought to you by Ace Hardware and by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Joining me in the studio is John Williams, host of the John Williams Experience.
Hi, Mr. Fix-It.
Morning. How are you?
Morning, Lou.
I'm on a flight coming back from New York yesterday with my wife, flying back, my father-in-law as well. And John texts me, says, hey, if you're using your, if you're coming into the studio tomorrow, could you bring me some bolt cutters? Don't ask. And I said, all right, I'm not going to ask, but I go, technically, I don't have any bolt cutters at my house.
Yeah.
Bolt cutter is a very
weird thing to ask to bring to work.
No. It's the kind of thing that I used to have bolt cutters. Like when Mike and I were building, we had a set of bolt cutters in the car.
Exactly.
In the truck, rather. Yeah. But it's not the kind of thing that you keep. You sell them at the hardware store.
You don't need bolt cutters hardly ever.
Unless you're a criminal or a police officer.
Right, I know. In fact, I almost feel guilty like I should explain to you why I wanted bolt cutters.
I actually don't want to know.
Yeah.
No, I don't. But here's what I do want to tell you. What was so ironic is, so my wife, for my birthday, got me a pair of those noise-canceling headphones.
Yeah, Bose.
Now, I travel a lot, and I've never had a pair, and I never thought I would like a pair. And one day we were talking, and I thought, I would like one of those. They're very expensive.
Yeah.
Okay, they're very expensive. So she gets it. Now, here I am, the first time traveling with my wife. I don't normally travel with my wife. And I'm like, I'm going to try these out. I didn't talk to her the whole time we were flying anywhere.
You mean you got the noise-canceling headphones the same first time you traveled with your wife?
Not the first time, but in other words, the first time I used them, I happened to be traveling with my wife.
I don't know. It just seems to send a signal.
It does.
Ahead.
But she also loves to read, and so she's, you know, like your wife, she has to listen to me all the time.
Yeah,
so it's really kind of a break for her.
Just as well.
So as you were texting me about the bolt cutters, I was on the flight getting ready to take off, listening to The Mincing Rascals.
Oh, okay.
The
you.
Latest podcast of The Mincing Rascals,
you
which I
do.
Highly recommend that you all subscribe to. And I came up with this sort of thing because all of your contributors on The Mincing Rascals are very good, but there is a special bond between you and Steve Bertrand. And I think that if you were not married to Brenda and he was not married to Sharon,
right,
you two could be a couple.
Thank you for that.
Because he is sort of your
I think.
Compass many times on the topic.
Yeah.
Because you'll say something that you're not quite sure what you just said, and he'll catch you.
Yeah.
And he'll go, well, wait a minute. And he'll say, do you mean? And you're like, well, what did I just say? And then he reminds you.
In fact, I don't. Thank you, Steve.
But it's quite good.
Yeah.
And I know that I can tell that in listening to it, and obviously doing this for a long time, you all enjoy being together.
We really do. And
there's some diverse viewpoints.
Absolutely. There is, and decidedly so.
Yeah.
By the way, the Lissagor Award went to the Mincing Rascals.
It was wonderful. Congratulations. That's great.
I only bring it up because I'm so proud of those people and Elif that produces it.
Yep.
It's a journalism board in Chicago, and it's not necessarily a news podcast, but we talk about current events. I guess it falls in that category.
Right.
Anyway, it's the best podcast in Chicago, according to the Chicago media, and so kudos to them. By the way, we're going to broadcast part of it, as we always do.
On Saturdays.
At 11:10. So
the latest one that I just heard?
Yes.
Right. Very nice. Do you still need me to bring you the bolt cutters?
I do.
Okay. I'll see what I can do.
I still need to.
I have something. A pair at the hardware store that you can borrow.
Well, I went to a competing hardware store because it was close by. And I walked in and I said, do you have bolt cutters? And he said, yeah. And I said, do you rent them? And he said, no. I says, because I only need it once. I don't cut bolts often.
There's different sizes, too.
You should rent
bolt
cutters.
Yeah.
Because I said, how much is a bolt cutter going to cost me? And he said, $30. And I said, I'll come back.
Right.
I'll go see if Lou Manfredini will loan me one.
I will. Okay. No problem. My pleasure.
Well, continue to have another terrific show, Mr.
Thank you very much. Nice to see you
this
morning.
Nice snacks today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about that. As a matter of fact, John, good segue. Today, in honor of the royal wedding, Lindsay said, well, we should do something for the royal wedding because she's, like, obsessed with the whole thing, and she's literally this morning early on was crying looking at the wedding happening. And so the Alice, which is a lovely location, wait, I have it right in front of me here. The Alice is at 113 through 125 North Green Street. It's in the Soho House Hotel, which is a members only, but not the Alice. It's a lounge and bar named after Charles Alice, the turn-of-the-century industrialist and philanthropist. He's a Wisconsin boy.
Milwaukee.
Yep. It serves light meals, including pastries, salads, as well as coffee, cold-pressed juices. Domati's in your sampling right now. Craft cocktails and a traditional afternoon tea. This is something that my wife and her sisters and cousins all do every year. And they have a lovely afternoon tea, which is... they have a finger sandwiches and scones, a selection of fancy cakes and teas, a glass of rosé prosecco. Their afternoon tea is $49. Their afternoon tea just without the prosecco is $40. And this month, $1 from each afternoon tea service will be donated to Kitchen Possible, which works to empower kids by teaching them how to cook. It's beautiful display. They sent over some lovely scones, some macaroons. They sent over what's the cake? A zucchini bread?
Zucchini bread.
Make sure, Domati, you get the zucchini bread.
I like the clotted cream.
Right? Yeah, the zucchini bread. Take that. Oh, it's really good.
The raspberries, too. Did you get
one? Oh, yeah, get the raspberries. Oh, he's all, look, he's got the tea.
That is my... I love you.
He's taking it all. I love it. I love it. So very, very nice thank you to the Alice and their afternoon tea. If you'd like to go there, their afternoon tea is served daily, 2:30 to 5 p.m. And some pastries rotate seasonally, which is nice. And they serve rare tea cellar tea based in Ravenswood, who created two special blends exclusively for the Soho House Chicago, a regal early gray and also an English breakfast available at purchase at the Alice. Looks delicious.
Lovely.
Very nice. Do we have a phone number for the Alice?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give that to me so we can give them a... The Soho House Hotel is a members-only hotel, but the West Alice is open to the public, so you can enjoy yourself. 312-521-8000. Very nice. Thank you very much, and congratulations to the royal couple. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's Joan in Morton Grove. Joan, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How can I help you?
Well, I have a skunks under my back deck, and I have a raccoon under my front porch.
Awesome.
And I would like great. I would like a company to come take them out.
Mm.
And something might be dead.
Okay, so it might be... Have you contacted the city of Morton Grove?
The city of Morton Grove no longer has...
Animal control. Okay.
I haven't, though. I mean, that was back, you know, in the recession.
Okay.
And maybe they have, you know...
Yeah, I'm not certain. Some villages and cities do offer that, and
right.
Others will direct you to exterminators that can do that. I want to say... that Rose Exterminators does animals as well.
Okay.
There's also a company that we interviewed a while back who does this. Lindsay just put it up here, called ABC Wildlife, and they do large and small animals, which would be what you got going there.
I actually have a phone number. Do you want it?
Sure.
847-220.
Okay.
6008. And they offer humane ways of taking these and relocating and, you know, putting them where they need to be. And, you know, skunks are problematic, that's for sure. You got to know exactly what you're doing when it comes to that. One thing that you can do temporarily, like under that deck, Joan, can you, is it open? Like you can, if you crouch down, can you see under it?
Well, it's got that lattice.
Right.
Stuff, but, okay. We could take that off.
Okay. Here's what I would tell you to do. You don't even need to take it off. Go to the hardware store or the home center and buy an LED work light.
Okay.
It's going to cost you $25.
Okay.
Plug it in and shine it under your deck during the day.
Okay. And I know they don't like light.
Correct. And so they're going to be like, what's going on here? I don't like this. You know, especially if you kind of know the, I think he or she is on this side. Put it there, plug it in, and see if you'll get them to just by themselves go somewhere else. The same is true with the raccoon. They don't like the light either.
Okay.
All right. And that's something you can try. And while you're...
We have tried the ammonia-soaked rag.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
And the light and loud music.
But you need a bright light. You need a bright light.
Bright light.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
We'll try.
Give a call to those guys and see if they can help you out as well. 9:20 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you on House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back.
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini. Taking your calls live till 10 on House Smarts Radio on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Working on a building out of hand-hewn brimstone. Working on a building and I'm building on it all alone.
Welcome back, House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. This is Sherry in Northbrook. Hi, Sherry. You're on WGN.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm afraid I might know the answer to my problem, which is not what I want to hear, but we have a house.
Okay.
We have a house that's built of, like, stone and siding, but not, like, metal siding. It looks like wood, but it's not wood, and honestly, I didn't build the house, so I don't know what the material is.
Okay.
But there are places where a roof overhangs, so like above our porch or at the very top of our house, and there's like a box of the siding. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Of the siding, like, we have bees that are just living in there, I believe, because they go and they, like, you can hear them. There's humongous bees that are just smashing against this very, very top of the siding. We've tried everything they sell, foam, sprays, everything. We've gone to the Ace Hardware in Northbrook, and we can't make them go away, and I'm guessing that's because we can't really remove the nest. So do we have to have, like, a roofer come out and take all of that apart?
Okay, so if you're hearing, like, you literally can go there and hear them?
We hear them both from the outside. We hear them from the outside, just,
yeah,
like, hitting
but,
against.
Right, but in other words, like, you don't see them, but you hear, like, all the activity.
We see them, too.
Right.
They are just so, we see them and we hear them, and we've, you know, done the whole dusk thing, foam, everything.
I think you have a honeybee hive up there.
Right.
Like and a major honeybee hive. And those are the bees we like.
Right.
Not hornets, you probably should get a service to come out and take that hive away and preserve those bees.
So who does that? Because exterminators don't do that.
No, we interviewed a company a while ago called Bike a Bee. And their website is bike, like you're riding a bike, ABEE.com. And, right, Lindsay, they were here, right, in the Chicagoland area, Bike a Bee?
They are here, and it was started by one woman, and she, like, I think it started, she would literally bike to your home.
Yeah,
and
she's like, she's not a witch, but remember the Wicked Witch of the West on the bike with Toto?
Yes.
Oh, no, yeah, that's like that. She's like that, dee-dee-dee-dee, and she comes over and gets here. She does that on the bike. She goes, dee-dee-dee-dee, and she comes over, and she will take these hives out and you may, I'm not sure if she'll take it apart, but she may, but those honeybees we don't want to kill.
Right, but I think it is inside the siding.
No, I know. I understand that. I understand. So yeah. I think that I would start with this service and see what they tell you.
Okay.
And then they can come out and figure out how to do this. The siding people are probably like, oh, I don't want to get up there, but they may take it apart for her so that she can go in there and do her business of puffing and doing whatever they do to preserve the hive and hopefully relocate it.
Okay. Well, we will definitely try her. I think we have a few areas that she could remove in.
But normally, when you're hearing them like that, when you're really hearing that kind of noise, it's a sign that there's a big old hive in there and you got to really handle it the right way. Thanks so much for the phone call.
Have a question about your home for Lou? Good thing you're tuned in to House Smarts Radio. Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini, on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
Welcome back. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Oh, I like this song. Oh, no, let's do that. No, hey, Lee. Lee's in Villa Park.
Hey, Lou, how are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Pleasure to speak to you.
As well. How can I help you?
I'm calling. I'm working on a house. I replaced all the front door trim outside, and for over the years, it's a light brick house. And over the years, around that trim, there's different colored paints and caulks that I need to remove, but I don't want it to look, you know, like freshly scrubbed or something, so, you know, a nice clean spot. Is there something I can use to get different colors of paint that have gotten on there over the years and caulks and stuff like that?
Well, the thing is that if you use some, Goo Gone makes a latex caulk remover. Chances are those caulks are latex. But when you put that on the brick, you're going to use a combination between like a plastic putty knife. You know, once it sort of softens up the late, you'll put it on there. You let it sit there for about 5, 6, 7 minutes, and then it softens it up, and then you'll use a plastic putty knife to scrape it away, and then maybe a wire brush. But it will end up cleaning, Lee, that brick a little bit when you do that.
Yeah, I don't know what's worse, what's existing there or clean spots on the brick. I guess maybe I'll just try a small area.
Yeah, go get some of that Goo Gone product, and then from there, try like one brick down low, you know what I mean? So you'll see what happens. And then if you just use the plastic putty knife and not a brush, if that'll do the trick, then you may be able to avoid having the discoloration that you're trying not to achieve. Appreciate the phone call. Let's talk with Sarah, who's in Norridge. Sarah, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. It's great to hear you.
Thank you. How can I help you?
You know, here's my question. I would like to get someone over to my home to evaluate my windows and to give me like a written evaluation of my windows. And I was thinking of calling Cobblestone and speaking to Bill or Gilkey, of course, but I wondered if I should go like to the city of Chicago.
Well, what is it? Well, I guess when you talk about a written evaluation, what is it that you're trying to what is it you're trying to get?
Well, to
do you have leaky windows that don't work?
Yeah, that and a lot of air leakage. There's a lot of air that comes through the frames,
What is the age of the home and or the windows?
Well, the age is 27 years, but the windows are 14 years.
Okay,
they were replaced already, so this is like the third time or second time go around.
Right,
and it's to give the condo board a written evaluation of my windows.
Okay.
I live in a condo.
Got it. I think that, you know, probably the only way you're going to get anything that would be of legitimate of a evaluation would be to hire a home inspector.
Okay.
Now, a home inspector, you know, they typically charge a fee to do the entire house, obviously, which can be $300 to $500, which is pretty expensive.
Yeah,
but perhaps if you're only looking for a window inspection, you might be able to do a little bit better than that. And one of the places to go is there's a website, ASHI, A-S-H-I, .org, which is the American Society of Home Inspectors. And if you go there, you'll see a listing of different home inspectors, and there should be also a listing of different things that they do. Now, you'll have to pay for that, but then you'll have a licensed home inspector to be able to take something to a condo board and say, here's the quality of my windows, here's what's going on. It isn't, you know, because if you just hire, not that Cobblestone Development or Gilkey couldn't do that for you, but if I'm the condo board, I'm like, well, yeah, well, those guys are window installers and windows, you know, manufacturers, and they're going to tell you whatever these windows. And if you get an unbiased opinion and you're willing to invest a little bit of money, I think you'll have a more valid description of what's going on that should be able to help you down the line. Thanks so much for the phone call. 9:43 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. 312-981-7200 is our phone number, and this is Pat in Harwood Heights. Hi, Pat. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Morning, Lou. I have a little problem. I have a Corian top in my kitchen, and it's about 10 years old, and I'm trying to find someone to come out and refinish it for me.
Okay. So
I've tried several myself polishers, but it's gotten worse by every time I do it.
Yeah. You're going to need to find a Corian countertop installer in your area that does service work, and they're going to charge you to come out and do this.
Well, of course.
So you're out. Yeah, no, I know. You're in Harwood Heights.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think of who you could contact. Hey, Lindsay, look up to see, I don't know how to spell this, but I'm pretty sure the company's called Spaveri Countertop. Spaveri, S-P, Spaveri. I think that's right. They used to be a Corian countertop manufacturer and installer. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say they're in, where are they? Addison? You got a phone number?
I do.
Oh,
it's 630-543-3400.
You tell them I told you to call, and they can probably come out and fix that thing up for you, Pat, and have it looking just fine for you. Appreciate the phone call. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Mike, who's in Elk Grove. Hey, Mike, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. Good morning. I listen to you every week. Love
Thank you,
show.
Sir. Thank you. How can I help you?
I have a window question. We have an older home in Elk Grove that has steel case windows. We're planning on selling the home and want to reduce our repair costs prior to exiting, and a couple of them are broke, and I'm having trouble finding a company that still repairs windows like this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a tough one because there's just not a lot of them out there anymore, and so most of that stuff gets replaced.
Right.
You probably have to go down to you got to get into like a glazer that can come out and take a look. So they're all aluminum framed?
They're metal cased windows.
Yeah.
And basically the windows are put into the frame from the outside.
Right.
And then back in the day, it's a thick layer of caulk that is kind of put on with a angled-shaped trowel, for
right.
lack of better words.
Right, 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 right.
And once the caulk hardens, the windows is solid as all get out.
Yeah, it's never going to go anywhere. You're in Elk Grove Village. Right, hang on a second, Mike. I think I have a suggestion for you, but give me a second to look it up.
Sure.
All right, don't go anywhere, and we'll have Lindsay get you the number. You're listening to House Smarts Radio. My name's Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back.
So long.
Go back to watching The Wedding.
I do. Over, I'm bored in here.
Thank you so much for listening to House Smarts Radio. Here's Jim in Downers Grove. Hey, Jim, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
How can I help you?
I've got a garage door, and one of the panels in particular, and it's a flat panel. There's no
It's not raised at all.
It's not raised. There's no kind of
detail on it or anything. Okay.
Yeah. And it's beyond the scraping and painting stage. I was thinking of doing something like taking some medium density fiberboard or high density fiberboard, but I'm afraid that the weather will just, you know, tear it apart.
Yeah. Well, wait, now hold on a second. So it's a wood door.
Yeah, it's wood with
raised panels. Kind of so on the so on the inside. Go ahead.
No, it's a wood door with fiber with fiberboard over the top of it.
Fiberboard over.
And the fiberboard is just, you know, deteriorated.
So the fiberboard are the flat panels.
Those are the flat panels.
But there's the rest of it is a wood door.
Yeah.
So on the inside of that door, when it's closed, there should be like four pieces of stop that are holding those panels in place.
Well, there are panels on both sides. There's fiberboard on both sides. It's flat inside and outside.
Right, but that should be the same panel.
Yeah.
If it's a wood door, that panel is loose inside of. In other words, that panel is a frame panel, and the flat panel that's in there is a little bit smaller than the framing, so it can expand and contract.
Okay.
And so the inside stop on that door should be removable. It's probably nailed or screwed in place, probably nailed. You're going to take that off so you can take the panel out. Then you could use a piece of, I mean, not much. Hardy board makes a flat panel now that you could cut in place in there that's concrete based. But it,
okay.
And I don't know that it's flat. It might have a texture to it. You can also use an aluminum panel that they make. They make these almost like a whiteboard that's got kind of a honeycombing in the middle of it that you could cut in place inside there. But the panel comes out from the inside with the framing to come out, and then you put the new panel in, you put the stop back in, and then you paint it whatever color you'd want. Jim, hang on a second. I'm just running up against time. We're going to send you a Never Measure, which is easily centered the level and hang your wall decorations fast and eliminate the need to use measuring tape and calculate fractions. It's veteran-owned and made in the USA. You can get yours at nevermeasure.com. By the way, our last call is sponsored by Townstone Financial. And if you want to do some gardening today, pick up some Espoma, the highest quality, most effective natural products for your lawn and garden. You'll grow abundant vegetables and bigger, brighter flowers. Espoma is all organic, safe for people, pets, and the environment. Espoma offers natural plant foods like Garden Tone, formulated specifically for pepper, onions, herbs, and Tomato Tone, containing Espoma's proprietary blend of beneficial microbes to grow plump, juicy tomatoes. Ask for Espoma at Lurvy's and Des Plaines and participating Ace Hardware and True Value Stores. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Thank you, Lindsay, for producing, Domati on News, and Joe on Sports, and Ferguson for pushing all the buttons. When I was flying back from New York with my wife, and I put my new headphones on that she gave me that I wasn't going to talk to her, she said, fine, I'm going to watch Paddington Bear. I go, what? She goes, oh, yeah, John and Griffin said it's a great movie. I go, Paddington Bear, the movie Paddington Bear? Didn't the Paddington Bear movie get in trouble with the people about EpiPens?
Boy, I don't know about that.
Right, there was like a whole thing about, didn't the bunnies try and the guy had a food allergy or something like that? Wasn't he allergic to blackberries or something?
I saw them both. I don't. Maybe Griffin can help me on this, but I saw them both, but I don't remember that.
Yeah, right all when I it came out.
But you watched Paddington Bear and Paddington 2, and did you love it?
I didn't watch it. She watched it, and she said she watched half of it, and she loved it.
That's the best movie ever.
Wait, like Gone with the Wind best? Like Roman Holiday best?
We flew to Europe and back. I watched five movies. And the two best I saw were Phantom Thread and Paddington 2. And
well,
Paddington
I really did like Phantom Thread.
Oh, my gosh. That was wonderful. And yeah. Paddington Bear, different movie. Every bit as good, arguably better, because it's a broader appeal.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. Well, nice to hear you, Mr. Fix-It.
And, thank you. Bolt cutters next week.
Yeah, if you don't mind. And ask me next week why I'm asking for bolt cutters.
I will.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good show.
Well, that'll get them to listen, eh? Honey, write that down on the calendar.
They're going to talk bolt cutters. That sounds like great radio.
Oh, boy. This is...